AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. The family of the man who authorities say killed a Marine, four Marines, and a sailor in Chattanooga has issued a statement saying Mohammed Yusuf Abdulaziz suffered from depression, and they are grieved to know that he expressed his pain in this heinous act of violence. AP's Shamika Dudley Lowe reports from Chattanooga.
They said that there were no words to describe the shock, horror, and grief, and that the person who committed this horrible crime was not the son they knew and loved.
Authorities are looking into the shooting as a terrorism investigation and whether Abdulaziz was inspired or directed by any terrorist organization. Other Republican presidential candidates sharply criticized Donald Trump for describing Senator John McCain at a conservative forum in Iowa yesterday as a war hero because he was captured. I like people who weren't captured. Former Texas Governor Rick Perry telling the crowd,
Donald Trump owes every American veteran, and in particular John McCain, an apology.
Former Florida Governor Jeb Bush tweeting, enough with the slanderous attacks at Senator John McCain and all of our veterans, particularly POWs, have earned our respect and admiration. Five people, three children and two adults, are dead. Police in Modesto, California are looking for a 30-year-old man as a person of interest. The bodies were found yesterday afternoon in a home in Modesto. There's no word on how they died. Four women who had just left a bachelorette party in New York were killed yesterday. Two others seriously injured after their limousine was hit by a pickup truck on the eastern end of Long Island. Police say the limousine was making a U-turn at a blinking traffic signal after leaving a winery when the pickup truck collided with it yesterday evening. The driver was caught after running away from the crash scene. He's been initially charged with driving while intoxicated. This is AP Radio News. A tropical storm off Baja California continues to push clouds and rain into southern and central California as well as the southwest. Thunderstorms forced the closure of 70 miles of beach in the Los Angeles area. And while the rain did help in wildfire fighting efforts, more than 100,000 customers were without electricity at the height of the outages. A dump truck carrying gravel crossed the median of Interstate 5 yesterday outside Seattle. Six people were hurt when the truck plowed into oncoming traffic that had been stopped as police were investigating a shooting. State Trooper Mark Francis.
For an unknown reason, he goes through the cable barrier, crosses the median, and goes head-on into all these cars that were essentially just stopped here for the earlier homicide investigation that was taking place on northbound. In total, we're looking at about 23 vehicles involved.
Police had been investigating an earlier shooting in which two men were found dead in a car. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.